Post number 2. Time passes. As regards my predictions about the lighthouse, I discovered that what I thought about the cover from Penguin Modern Classics did portray a woman's role in domestic society. In this story, Mrs. Ramsay is a woman who was sad and worried about suffering and death. The quotation I have chosen is the following. The nights are full of wind and destruction. The trees plunge and bend, and their leaves fly helter-skelter until the lawn is plastered with them, and they lie packed in gutters and choke rain pipes and scatter down paths. Also, the sea tosses itself and breaks itself, and should any sleeper, fancying that he might find on the beach an answer to his doubts, a share of his solitude, throw off his bedclothes and go down by himself to walk on the sand. No image with semblance of serving and divine promptitude comes readily to hand bringing the night to order and making the world reflect the compass of the soul. The hand dwindles in his hand. The voice bellows in his ear. Almost it could appear that it is useless in such confusion to ask the night those questions as to what, and why, and wherefore, which tempt the sleeper from his bed to seek an answer. This quotation refers to the thoughts and feelings Mr. Ramsay had the night after his wife's death. I chose this one because it is an event that usually happens to most of us when someone we love dies. That is why I think it is a situation taken from real life, and I believe that it is very well described, because our lives seem to be destroyed when we do not have the presence of that person. And as Mr. Ramsay, we turn to find an answer to the question why. In this case, Mrs. Ramsay was very important for her husband because he was very insecure about his contributions to the world, and he always needed to be comforted by her. As the girls have already said, the book number 2 is organized in 10 chapters. I believe this part of the story is arranged chronologically. 10 years have passed, and this is represented by the seasons and the descriptions about the natural environment. Apart from that, from my point of view, the description of the house represented the damage that the characters have suffered during this period of time. To tell the truth, I did not imagine the death of Mrs. Ramsay, Prue, and Andrew. Finally, I believe that book number 3 will be, as Julieta said, about the relationship between Lily and Carmichael. Maybe through their thoughts we can know more about other characters. As regards time, I don't think it's going to pass as fast as in book number 2.